and good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, Marvelous Monday, May 7, 2018. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
And good morning, TNT. I know it's morning because I'm still yawning. So, all right, let's get this party started. All right, Ray, what's going on?
Well, you know, it was quiet Friday, so we didn't get around to plugging a call in. Updates were not that plentiful, but, man, I tell you, it's just sad news coming out of Iraq. But, you know, killings, just shooting people running for office. You know, that's just sad to hear that. Folks run for office and get killed before they even can get elected to see if they're going to be a good politician or a bad one. So that's the sad news coming from over that way.
They know exactly what they're going to do. That's why they killed them. They ain't going to go ahead, sorry.
Well, I guess you might be right about that. They're definitely going to do something somebody is not in agreement with. But I'm glad it's not like that over here.
Just how it should be.
As far as the end. Well, let's see what else we have to go over today. Today's information. No updates went out over the weekend, so we're clean slate.
That's it?
That's it, right? Let's see what you want to lead out with, and then we'll entertain some questions on the board.
Well, I'm going to lead out with this, guys. First of all, I want to thank everybody that came to Sacramento, participated in the event. We had a great time. Had some people there I never met before. Almost all of them I never met before. So there was a few that we did. We ate dinner. We laughed. Some people cried. We smoked cigars, we drank, some people laughed, some people cried, and we had a good time. It was actually a good time. So thanks, everybody, for being there. They got some information you guys didn't get, because that's typically what happens when we get to face-to-face. Got a little better explanation of what we do and why we do it. And we talked about what TNT is really about. And what some of the other sites are really about, just explain to people who haven't been in, because some people have only been in 3-4 years, so they don't know the history of this or the site. So we went over all that good stuff. I told them some stuff about what's about to happen in the future that we didn't tell you. And I'm just telling you now, so you'll be jealous over them. They know something you don't know. But you know who they are, so you might can get it out of them. Who knows? Okay. So, let's go what we do know. Guys, what we do know is there's a bunch of articles out there, and I could take the time and just read each article to you and then explain what it means, but I'm thinking most of you could figure that out for yourself. So that would kind of be a waste of our time. So I should just tell you what we know. What we know is what Ray said. It was really, really quiet for a reason. We know that Alok, who's in charge of the CBI, said when he felt security and stability was there, then he would complete the reforms. Now, I'm pretty sure, don't take my word for it, but I'm pretty sure, like 100%, that sure, article came out yesterday from Alok saying we are now secure and stable. The two things he was looking for, he says Iraq is now secure and stable. Now, I shouldn't say he said Iraq, because we're saying, was he talking about Iraq or was he talking about the financial system? But he said it was what he was looking for, and it is now there. So it says, man, this could go at any time then, because that's all he said he was waiting for. Never once out of all these weeks, and I'm going to say it again, so the dumbest of billy goats can understand it, did he say, I need this law passed, or any other law passed in order for me to complete the reforms? Now, I never said Iraq wasn't ever going to need any laws passed, or a dumb jackass would say something like that. What I did say is, he didn't say there was any laws needed for him to complete his part. And there are no laws completed. He needed security and stability. Everybody wanted 140 to happen. So what? They say, hey, it's a law and should be implemented immediately. We see articles today say it's still not implemented, but nothing the CBI say is, I need Kurdistan to know what land they have in order for me to decide if anybody else in Iraq is going to get any new money. I didn't see that anywhere. But what I did say is building security. We know that on Wednesday, they are going to implement the final phase of this, or the first part of the final phase, for the financial over there. But when they say they're going to do it, they say they're going to implement it on Wednesday. Does this mean anything to us? How come you guys can't respond? I don't know. But anyway, what it means to us is that that could be a very important day in your life. Could be. And I actually wanted to read it to you guys. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, yeah. Okay, so date of launching the implementation of the National Development Plan, which is supposed to go through 2018-22. So that's the financial inclusion of everybody, everything about the economy, and how they plan to change around in the next 4 years. But it's supposed to be implemented on Wednesday. They got articles out all about the banking system, how now they're qualified internationally, how banks are interconnected, how they've done all the education, getting everybody ready, how they're paying everybody through the banking system, and how it's going to require the new currency to be in the communities to make this work. They need the lower denials, so they call it new currency, in the communities to make it work. And they have to start that when? Sooner or later, and it's better sooner than later, and we know that. So, why did not directly say, hey guys, the RV is going to be Wednesday when we implement the new plan from 2018-22, which should have been implemented in January, is never going to say, hey, we're going to revalue the currency 5 days from now, 6 days from now. So anyone looking for that, we're trying to tell you guys, is an idiot. And anyone who says that you think you should be looking for that is an idiot. So, yeah, I know how I like idiots. You're kind of like idiots. But anyway, we'll go on. So, are we looking for this? I am still listening to what they say, but I'm watching what they're doing. That's what I'm doing. Now, I know things are going on in Iraq. I know they got the borders closed. They have the airspace closed. They have some shops that are closed. And all of this has been since Saturday. Now, what they're saying is it's in preparation for the vote next Saturday. So they're closing all these shops. They even had the banks closed on Saturday. And supposedly all this is in place for the elections. Well, we know these are the very same things they did every time the currency was supposed to revalue. They closed their borders to make sure the money wasn't going back and forth electronically. nobody was doing anything else. They closed their shops, and so people don't get caught in transactions. Could all this be leading up to the election? Okay, Ray said they had 5 people killed between yesterday and today who were running for office. 5 of them were killed. I said, person, I said, okay, because they got 7,000 people running. So 5 of them didn't make it. No, I know that's bad. But they're threatening and doing everything else. Guys, they've had elections the last, what? Since Saddam's been gone. They went through the same thing. Bombings, everything else, right up to it, people buying votes. What they didn't do was close down their shop, close their banks, close their borders for an election. So this is something new that they're doing. And you got to look at it the way you look at it, and I'm going to look at it the way I look at it. And what I think is happening in here. So I think, and I know for a fact, what I'm being told, we still have a 90% or better chance of seeing this evaluation before Saturday. I didn't say a 50-50 chance. I said actually a 90% chance of seeing this before, as it being the final thing. Now, Abadi's numbers are good, according to the articles. Now he's up over the 70%. So, I mean, he possibly could wait, but what would that do? Still drag this out, going through the rest of May, putting his government back together and everything else. Or, a lot could say just what he said in his article yesterday, I see security and stability, and that's all I needed, and we can let this go. So that's what we're going to have to wait and see. That's all we're waiting for. Today is Monday. By Saturday, we will clearly know and have a vision of the future from there. But right now, I know on this side of the water, they are still anticipating this going before Saturday. So that's what you wanted to hear. There is some proof to that fact over there. I told the people on Sunday who was with us, because that's when we got the information. It was Sunday, right? Or Saturday? Oh, no, it had to be Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday
is when we got the, yeah, Saturday was when we got the information, what was going on in the banking system, what they were putting out to each other and telling certain citizens. And I said then I couldn't give the details, because I can't give the details because they said they're going to listen on our call. But I was waiting for some of the other gurus to give the details first, and then I could actually say yes, because I know. I know that's what's going on. And nobody came out with anything. I was telling this morning, I was talking to him, I was like, man, nobody else is saying anything. I mean, I don't know if they're concerned about it, as they were, or they just don't know about it, which is kind of hard, even at that level, to shut out everybody. But I was hoping we heard something. And here's the other bad part. Like I told the guys here this weekend, we've been doing this for 10 years, I think. I can't even remember when we got started, to tell you the truth. It's been so long. For 10 years or better. And I've always done this call at 10 o'clock. That's where it started at. That's where it's at. You know, every now and then we change the time. One thing I guarantee you is nobody in that whole 10 years, none of them, put out any information, anything else, until after the TNT call. Now, I have to wonder, why is that? I really don't have to wonder, but you guys have to wonder. So we look at that, been looking at it for years and seeing, you know, it's our information regurgitated on most of them. And that's okay, because if they have a different audience, we still want the information to get out. I mean, it really is okay with me. We notice that, but don't start comparing it. And people have used that to build their sites. I really, Ray probably not going to like this part, but he didn't know I was going to do it. So I'm just going to do it real quick anyway, guys. Because he don't like Billy Goat, I'm pretty sure. But I've been noticing that, so we talked about Mountain Goat. And you guys who didn't know, and I'm just putting it out there because I can't wait to see what he's going to say. Mountain Goat is the ex-Army intelligence officer who actually lives in Colorado. So years ago, I told everybody we traced his IP address, everything else, and then especially the people who are working with. I'm not going to say for, but with. Looked him up and everything else. And, you know, he says he's a he. I mean, she's a she and a he, she or something, which is dumb. But we actually had people the week here from Germany who are from where Mountain Goat says he is, sitting on this mountain. And as they told us, they don't even have internet in that valley. So it says the worst German language they've ever heard. And the only reason I'm putting it out, because I know what Mountain Goat's job was years ago when he came out, because certain people have certain jobs in doing this and perspectives. But I noticed that one of my guys keep sending me his updates lately, and he's getting so, I don't know, depressed or mad or, I mean, just cussing more and more. And it may not even be the same person. They may have switched people. Because the language is a little bit different. You can see it. But all he's been spending all this time is talking about all the other gurus, and they're just trying their best. But you'll see him cussing like he never cussed before, or upset and angry. And so you can see that little change. And I didn't know, you know, he needs somebody to go to his site and be a part of it because he's trying to control it. So I wanted to give him this 15 minutes of fame today. So you guys understand, maybe you'll feel a little bit better about it and understand that sites are more than just reading articles to people, understand what they see. People need some insight and direction, and then they need some help with the future. And maybe that's something we could figure out how to provide, and he would get those people that he's trying to get to listen to him. So I want to help the process along. So maybe we'll learn something else, okay? So. With that being said, we can't wait for the next article. But let's do some questions, man, because this is all we're waiting for. We think it's this week. It's a good possibility. I mean, over 90% based on the information that Iraq itself is putting out to their banks. And based on the information that we are getting over here. So we're not the only ones still looking for it before the election. All right, Ray, what are we going to do?
Let's see. Happy Hearts 46. Happy Heart 46. Says, you have taught me so much. I'm grateful. Ray, you mentioned the timeline to exchange has been shortened now. I'm currently living in the Caribbean, so we'll need time to get home to the U.S. when this RV's. No, I didn't say the timeline had been shortened. To exchange the timeline to maximize and take advantage of everything has shortened. Our original strategy plan was the rate changing, and it would be several days to a week before it would show up on Forex, and that gave us ample time to put some leveraging plans in motion. All types of things. And then lately we were getting information that it looked like it would go live at night, be on the Forex in the morning, and when you wake up and going to the bank or whatever, it's already on Forex. And so that window of time would have been dramatically shortened, but we still would have some leveraging opportunities to take advantage of, just not as much time to lay it out, think about it, get it to you, give you a day or two to make up your mind if you want to take advantage of it or not. So that's all that meant. But we don't have any time constraints when it comes to exchanging itself. When it comes, there's no short window that you have to hurry up and do an exchange and hurry up and get home. That was just for the team, Best of Us, that was going to be leveraging it to the hilt. That window has shortened. So we still can do it, but we just won't have that luxury of time that we had before. That's what that was about. So Lefty 316 says, Tony, what is the question you are wishing we ask you so bad because you want to tell us without hurting your sources?
The question is always, when do you think it's going to happen, is what we want to do. But today, like I said, because the information hasn't come out from anywhere else, I can't tell you guys what I want to tell you. And I was hoping that it would, that somebody else would get that kind of information so I could say, well, here's the details. But until that happens, it would put my source at risk. And more importantly, they'd be really upset at me since they told me, don't do it. I can't do it until somebody else does it, because then they can say, okay. So it didn't come from me. That has to come from somebody else first. Now you can do whatever you do. So that's usually what I try and wait for, and that's what I'm waiting for. Even right now, I was hoping somebody, one of those guys, would come out with it since it was Saturday when the information started coming out, but nobody has yet. And part of that is we're usually 2 days ahead of everybody, for a week as far as that goes. So we'll wait and see. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, 81 Blue, first question. After the GCR, I understand how to monitor the updated rates on each currency in the first basket except for the ZIM. It is my understanding that the ZIM on the Forex is the rate of the current ZIM dollar, not the 2008-2009 hyperinflated bills we hope to exchange. Where can we get this knowledge to help us monitor the ZIM rate for potential increases?
I suppose you can get it on 4X once it happens, but yeah, because the ZIM is on 4X. But as far as the rates that we're giving you, they aren't out anywhere except for on the bank screens. That's where we get it from. I initially got the rates right from Treasury. Somebody who's right there in the Treasury Department is where I got the rates years ago. They've been popping up on the bank screen, and they're exactly where he said they would be. And bank people are telling us this is what they're looking for, they're being told, okay? So I don't care what any other idiot tells you guys, the GCR is real, has been real, and there is a live plan to go through with it. And those currencies are involved in the GCR, okay?
Okay, next question from 81 Blue, do you think the revaluation of the Iranian rial is being used as a leverage tool in discussions regarding the nuclear deal? And if so, could this be the source of any delays?
It was already used in the Iranian deal. That's why Iran was added into the situation. That was part of the nuclear deal itself, was to let them partake in this. And no, it's not holding it up. It is not holding it up. Okay.
Okay. A94 Screw says, I would like to know if I can exchange only my dinar and wait a year or two, then exchange my other currencies. If just in case I get broke during that time, I would learn from my mistakes and then handle well the rest of the currencies.
You already broke if that's the way you think. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
But I was just going to say, anyone who wants to hold on to the currencies into the future for any reason, my first step would be to digitize it and not hold the paper. Then you don't have to worry about expiration dates, country changing its mind on what notes it's going to accept. Because there's going to be some of this currency activity that some of us that hold it are going to see a nice reward, if you will, 6 months, a year down the road, possibly even 2 years. So if we choose to hold on to it, I would say digitize it so that it could be liquid and that you can move in and out at a moment's notice.
If you can get a multiple currency account, that'd be a great thing to do, just to sit it there, not the dollars, if that's what you choose to do. So we've been advised of, yeah, where currencies should be in 6 months, a year, 18 months, of, you know, where they should top out at as they complete this whole thing. Now, the complete GCR, I mean, what they're doing, will not be completed until 2044. That's the year of the date for its total completion, 2044. So things are going to happen throughout that process. But what we know is that's the plan. We just can't predict the future. So I don't know what might happen 6 months from now, 18 months from now, in any of these countries, where their economies might go, what kind of idiot might become their prime minister or not. I mean, all that is unpredictable. We will know what's going on that day. So should you choose to wait and prolong, you know, part of it is a decision you're going to have to make. So I know dollars will always be dollars. That's what I know. And I'm going to get as many of them as I can. Okay, Rick.
All right. Country, wait a minute, Broad. B-R-O-D, Broad. Thanks so much for all you have done and helped us during this journey. My question is, when we go to the exchange centers versus the banks, should we expect to receive the actual rates that are on the screens if we choose and pay a certain spread fee, or is the buy rate the calculated amount after the spread fee has been applied? You want me to read that again?
No. They can't charge you any fee until they know how much you're going to get, because the fee is going to be a percentage of that. So it has to be applied after that is assigned. It's not going to be on the screen with their fee already in there. No. So it's going to be 1% of the total, or 3/8% of the total. So it has to be at the end of the transaction is where they add the fee in there. Nobody's going to give you, I mean, the buy rate is what they buy it back from you. That's the rate you're going to get. They're not going to give you the sale rate right off the top because they don't make any money. So why would I give you that rate when now I'm giving you my profit? So the only reason you're going to get that sale rate or above that sale rate is you're going to have to give them a reason to give that to you. Reason being, I got hundreds of millions. I got billions. You're going to get the interest off it. You're going to get the sweep accounts. I'm going to leave the money here for 6 months, a year. You got to give me a reason to give you that and show me where I'm going to make it all up. And now it makes sense for both you and me to do that. But just to come in and think a bank is going to give you their rate and not make a profit off of it. I mean, while they're in business, they're there to make a profit every opportunity they can. You're there to say, okay, I know you got to make something, but you don't have to make it all, and let's share this and let's go along. But guys, everybody doesn't get to negotiate. You got $100,000, they're not negotiating with you. You got $600,000, they're not negotiating with you. Even if you got $1 million, I'm not giving you that, because what I see and I hear is you're getting ready to spend that in 80, 90 days, and I'm never going to get my money back. So that's not going to happen unless you got a better plan and you can present them with something. So I'm not trying to get your hopes up and tell you what goes on, but it takes money to make money. It takes money to be the exception to the rule, because everybody is the rule, but exceptions to the rule have a whole lot more money. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Country Girl 2002. I haven't heard this mentioned for a while. Would it still be wise to have separate accounts for each currency?
I didn't know that you need them for each currency. As you know, I've told you guys before, We were always told to separate the dinar from the rest of the currencies because it had a possibility of being taxed. Now, even though they're saying there's no tax on any of this, you can still separate them just in case they're wrong, in case something changes. That's what I plan on doing. All right.
Okay, Burbank Lou says, is the dinar still going to climb 5% a day on Forex until it hits $7 and then come down 5% a day?
Okay, they said they set a cap of 5%, not that it was going to climb 5%. It was supposed to go up to $8, according to them, and then come down the same way so it didn't just drop. Now,
well,
I don't know.
I wonder where she got $7.
Yeah, we were made aware of. I told you guys before, I thought it would go up to $12 person within a 10-day period of time and then come down. But, because, you know, oil is going up. They thought it was going to start at $3 and something. Well, now it's going to be at $4 and something. Wait a little bit while, it's going to be at $5. It's just not going to go up $3. It's going to go up and it's going to come down. So just monitor it. And that's not in stone. I'm telling you what we were told. That this is how they planned on controlling the cap. Okay?
Okay. Saffron says, Ray, in light of your shop around strategy, I am trying to figure out the details on how to achieve this goal. If the exchange appointment via the 800 number is soon, such as in 12 to 18 hours or less from the time of the call, would we call directly to other banks nearby, such as a local branch, and try to make an appointment with them for a time that is before our 800 appointment? Or, sure, I would, but not to make an appointment. I just call to see what the rate is. And then when you go to your 800 appointment, you already know what the other bank's buy and sell rate is. So the only thing left then is going to be to try to negotiate. So if the 800 number appointment doesn't give you what you want, especially if they're quoting the same rates that your bank down the street quoted you, then that gives you get up and walk room to just get up and walk. So, well, okay, I'll come back if I'm going to shop somewhere else. And you go to the other bank that you know that they're going to give you the same rate. So what are you looking for now? What you can negotiate on? Because if the 800 number appointment won't negotiate on that buy rate and come up a few pennies for you, then maybe the local one will. They might be hungrier for the money that you're bringing to the table. And if the local one won't, then if you want to, you can go back to the first one that you made from the 800 appointment because you now have that connection with that banking representative. They're going to still want that business even if you get up and walk out. I doubt very seriously they're going to say, well, if you don't do this today, you can never, ever come back here and do an exchange. They love those dead presidents too much. I'm sure of that. So if you go to your second location and now you decide you'd rather go back to the first one, you're going to have that person's telephone number. You don't need to call the 800 number. You'll just call them direct and say, okay, let's make this happen. And they'll tell you what time to come in. You guys, you have to just know and understand this particular game is your game to play it the way you want to play it. But you have to know and understand you have that much power, that much control, because you don't stand to lose. So you can play this game your way. We couldn't do that before with other things that you're trying to do. You're at the mercy of someone else. This time, you won't be at the mercy of anyone if you play your cards right. But you have to know this is your game to play, and then you play it. At least that's how I feel about it. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, what's next?
Fed Lawman says, with Iraq spending money on almost all of the infrastructure and development, is it fair to think that after this spending slows down? Is it fair to think that after this spending slows down? Okay. Is it fair
is
to think
it?
What after this spending slows down? Yeah, that's
all.
Oh, that's
you
all.
Need that again. What?
Okay. With Iraq spending money on almost all of the infrastructure and development, is it fair to think that after this, spending slows down? Okay. After, I guess they meant after the infrastructure and development, with spending slow down. That would be my thought.
Oh, spending in their economy would slow down? Well, they need $100 billion. So they're saying that they're going to be, you know, they got a four-year plan. Well, you know, if I got a budget and I'm building a 16-story building, then after I build the building, then, yeah, I'd have bought everything I need for the building. So it's built. So I don't have to spend that kind of money anymore. I'm just spending it on maintenance. After they rebuild the country, then, yeah, they're not spending money. Now they're creating jobs. Now they have a surplus. Now their value is going up. Now they have a different economy. The value of their currency is going up. That's the whole plan. You only have to spend it till it's completed. And you invest it in your people. That's what any country should do. Okay, right?
Nicole 19.
That's all we can figure out from that. No.
Okay. Nicole 19 says, I asked this last Friday, but you did not answer it.
Yes,
because we didn't do a call on Friday. They asked it last Wednesday. Anyway, again, how much do you think the RV will bring us? I thought we addressed that. But anyway, how much do you think the RV will bring us?
The rate?
I guess, yeah. That's probably what they're referencing the rate would be.
Rate would be anywhere from $371 on up. So how much dinar you have, that's how much of the money. That's what I think.
Oh, you know what? That's right. I thought that question was on the dong. I thought they were asking, you know, okay, this just says how much do you think the RV will bring us. You know, that's very vague. Maybe that's why we didn't answer it the last time. I don't know. Okay, Puddle PNW says, last Wednesday, you were responding to a question about taxes and made reference to a treaty that specifically states that this exchange will not be taxed. What is the name of that treaty, please?
We were specifically told not to mention the name of the treaty because it was classified. Specifically, we're told that three times. Not to mention the name of the treaty because it was classified. You'd have to see the documents. And actually, we got that from our committee guy and our treasury people both said that. So there you go. I could tell it to
All right.
you, but I don't know what they say. Because they did tell us, but then we couldn't say it. So, sorry. If you go to one of Ray's meet and greets, you might can pull them to the side. All right, good.
Okay. Tex Gator says, good morning. You have said Wells Fargo is the number one bank and lead bank. Which bank is the number two bank, and will you still be posting all the banks you have that will be exchanging the currency? Yes, we'll be posting all of the banks, and the, I guess if you want to call it the number two bank, was is it B of A? Wells Fargo and B of A are supposed to be the lead two banks for the currency.
That's it.
And then the lead two banks for the ZIM was Wells Fargo and HSBC, which can be confusing for some people, but that was information we had been receiving. Gopher says, gentlemen, just requesting confirmation that Canada is also scheduled to receive 800 numbers. Yes, they are. And they have two regions, I think it's called regions in Canada, where we had the districts in the U.S. But if memory serves me correctly, Canada has regions. Hey, Tony, you want to go to Canada?
That's what they're calling it. That's what they're calling it. I've been to Canada.
Be interested?
Again, I could say it is the cleanest country I have ever been to. I mean, there's streets, there's parks, there's highways. It is the cleanest country and nicest people. So, yeah, I'd love to go to Canada. Somebody's going to have a party up there. I'm going to all the parties. All the invitations okay. I get to parties. I'm coming to all the parties. Yeah.
I have a member contacted me last week about coming up there to do a meet and greet training session. And so, okay.
I thought you meant
check with your folks and see.
Okay.
So. Well, might be afterwards. If they don't get it done between now and Saturday, it'll be afterwards.
Well, that's right. It will be afterwards. Yeah.
But I know they'll be like, is Tony going to come? And I said, well, I don't know. So since we're talking Canada, I thought I'd go ahead and ask you if you had any interest in going to Canada. And
absolutely.
All right, so we'll put that on the agenda.
Okay.
The ski racer says, with much gratitude, I ask this. Number one, is there an update on the 700 Abbott Downing Wealth Managers sent to U.S. banks supposedly 10 days ago? I have checked with a few branches, and nobody has showed up.
Nope. There's no update on I know they said they sent wealth managers, but not necessarily Abbott Downing. Everybody out of Abbott Downing, but it didn't make sense to me. Go ahead.
Did we give that information? 700 wealth managers were just
no, somebody
dispatched
on it? Oh, okay. Asked us about Abbott Downing sending out 700 people. So, okay. Now we did get word that some wealth managers were sent to exchange locations. So I don't know that they were specifically out of Abbott Downing, and I don't know the number.
All right. Ski Racer also asked, one of our four foreign currency Wells branches in Colorado Springs won't let people see a personal banker without an appointment as of last Thursday. Have you knowledge of this being more widespread? Not me. I haven't heard any.
Nope. I guess it's up to each branch or region what they want to do or how they're going to do it.
Okay. Solid Rock says about 3 years ago, the banks exchanged over 90,000 people. Are they quietly exchanging people again and leaving us sit?
We are not seeing a bunch of people or those kind of numbers being exchanged now, but I did tell you I know somebody who was exchanged the last 2 weeks, or has it been 3 weeks now? Probably 3 weeks now, going into this week. So a person here, a person there, but not hundreds and thousands of people, no.
Okay. Scout Dad says, any update on the ZIM 100 trillion limit per person at time of the first exchange? No change.
No change. Take them all in. That's what I would do. They'd have to tell me no.
Right. Okay, let's talk to some folks live.
Hold on, wait.
470. Oh, okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. They want
okay,
ice.
Somebody sent me a text, and it says, everybody else don't do this. I'm doing it for a reason. I'm doing this for a reason. Big, huge favor. My best friend just bought her first dog. Tomorrow is her birthday. Could you please say happy birthday to her because she'll flip out. She just had a major surgery and could use some cheer. So I wanted to say happy birthday to Tina from Auburn in New York. And I want to tell you, I don't know you, but I'm absolutely sure you are a beautiful woman. Positive. And I want you to have a happy, happy birthday. And successful recovery from that. Okay? All right. I just wanted to put that out there. So.
Okay.
I can't do that for everybody, but that surgery was a special surgery. So go ahead.
Okay. All right. Let me get this, refresh this thing here. All right. 470.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. Appreciate your taking my call, and let me add my happy birthday greetings to Tina and best wishes for recovery as well. She's coming in on a very exciting time here. couple of questions for you. Tony, in your opening monologue, you made a reference by Wednesday that there would be a start of a first phase. And my apologies here, I got distracted and didn't quite get what the first phase was, but I can remember thinking, how many phases are there getting started on Wednesday? I'm going to go back and listen to the call, but I was wondering if you could refresh that.
Well, let's see. I don't know how many. I know they have a plan. It's a four-year plan. And I know they say they're going to start it on Wednesday. And with everything coming out, just the fact that ALAC came out and said, we have reached our stability and security, and that was the thing he was looking for, along with the other information I had, suggests to me that the RIV is a part of that.
Okay. And you made the reference as well that 90% of your sources are on this thought process of by Saturday. And, of course, I would tend to go by their Saturday, by our Saturday, and really kind of, needless to say, I'm trying to pinpoint it a little bit more, you know, start of Saturday business, midday or whatever, or do I have to be satisfied that just by Saturday at some point, which is saying before Saturday?
Okay. So let me explain something. So Iraq has put out information that they have reached the outer limits of the country itself, involving people in the cards and the electronic financial system, which was their goal, to get even those guys out there who don't anything. They have built up and currently been building up the trust of those people with the banks through making the payments consistently and now bringing everybody on that payment structure. They have built up their trust by telling them the international community wants this, MasterCard, Visa card. You can use this on the internet and everything else. So their whole goal is, again, getting those people to trust them. But they're saying, we cannot completely make this system work without the lower denoms being in place. And we want it to work because there has to be cash and debit and electronic to work together to make this thing work. Then we look at Wednesday, they're implementing this new plan, I mean the rest of their plan, which is, again, what's it called? The launching, the implementation of the National Development Plan, National Development, which is
2018
the whole
to 2022.
Okay, that's right.
Okay.
So we know that over here, last Wednesday, something was supposed to happen. It was supposed to go on 4X, and we were supposed to go on the bank Thursday. And I'm consistently telling you guys, sometimes we're 2 days early, sometimes we're a week early. We'll see what happens. We know what the banks are doing, and over the weekend, they were actually doing things in part of the country that they weren't doing in other parts, just like they do before, and that they've done. And then those people catch up and things happen. So I'm still not going to give you the details, but you got more in your head.
That's why I ask, and I'm glad for the little nuggets here and the like. Also appreciate your kind of analysis of the range that we could anticipate that the value of dinar could go. You used the figure could go up to $12 before kind of nestling down to the rate that it would tend to be henceforth. Can you give a best guesstimate of kind of time frame that you would anticipate that something like that could happen? You've talked about that in the past, but, you know, things keep changing. Just curious.
Well, you know, before it happened right within that first 2 weeks. 3 weeks gone up within 15 days and comes right back down.
Right.
Now, if they let it freely float, that's the time frame I'm looking for. But if they restrict it to, you know, 5% a day, and they're going to stop trading it when it goes, I mean, if that truly happens, then you can count it for yourself. 5% a day, so it gets up to that level. And everybody can watch that. Watch the first, you know, 3-4 days and see if it just goes up 5%. 5%, you easily calculate. If it goes
right.
up more, just watch when it starts slowing down. But they have a goal where they want it to go. I know that. Right.
Right. Okay. Appreciate that little reminder to folks of how they can calculate it and be watching it so that they aren't buying when it's going up or, you know, and not getting it to the apex and the like. And that pretty much gets my questions for the day. And I appreciate your taking this. And hopefully this may well be the last pre-RV call that you guys are having to make. And the next one will be giving us all the information of how to go to the exchange centers and the like. And, of course, for me, I keep counting the days for the 10-day post-RV TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. I can say that almost in one breath. So.
Okay.
We appreciate you guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. California 909, you are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Afternoon.
How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Great. Hey, Tony, just one question I wanted to ask you, and I think it's a very important question. What is the latest info from your contacts at the CBI? What are they saying? Did you cover that in your monologue, or I'm asking specifically, what is their take at the CBI as of today?
I covered it in the form that I can't give you guys details.
Okay.
Because nobody else has said it. And I was hoping somebody would, but they didn't. So until that happens, I can't say, hey, I got that.
Okay, nope.
I was hoping we would be able to say it this morning, but nobody put it out anywhere. So I'm not sure if they know it or not.
Okay, no problem. Now, on the Wednesday's call, you went ahead from Wednesday to Sunday. You think, hey, it possibly will break between Wednesday and Friday. I mean, excuse me, between Wednesday and Sunday. But you didn't give a percentage. Now this morning you come up and you're feeling really, really good that 90% that it'll happen before Saturday. Is this second opinion or this from now until Saturday – You hold a lot more credence to this being happening as opposed to between the Wednesday and Sunday.
All right. So this is what we know. Last week, the entire banking system was preparing for this to go on 4X. That was their thing. Because all the banks hooked up together, right? So we had lists of 7 banks. So the bank is saying, I can see 7 different bank screens. And this is not normal business. We do not transfer each other's information like this. This is what's going to happen. And then they say, all right, look for it to hit 4X on Wednesday, go to bank on Thursday, which didn't happen. Then they said, okay. On Friday, I had 4 more banks added. So now I can see this many banks, you know, between 20. I can see everybody's currency screen, and this is not going to happen. So Friday evening, we should see this on 4X after the market closes, and then we're going to be ready to go. So they keep anticipating this. So then on Saturday, we're waiting, and then I get from the other side, hey, this is what our banks are being told. This is what you can see. And between now and the 12th, this thing should go. And now I'm saying, okay, now I'm getting something similar, and it's actually the exact same day, from both sides, then I'm feeling really good about it. Now, my 90% doesn't guarantee you anything. My 90%, that's just how I feel about where it's coming from. It doesn't guarantee you anything, all right? So
but
everybody
can
understand that.
Yeah, but you're never wrong. So, I mean, that's cool.
That's right. I might not be right, but I'm never wrong.
All right. No, that's so you got it from both sides, just not one side. You got it through 2, 3, 4 different sources that this thing should go Saturday. And you had just mentioned that then. So, okay. Well, that's exciting.
It will not go on Saturday. They're not going to have it on election day because nobody's going to vote. So it's going to be before that day if it goes. If not, we're going to be in trouble because it's going to be delayed. But anyway, because of the chaos, what's going on now. So,
okay, so what you're saying to me then is that it's not going to go Saturday. It'll go Thursday or Friday, something like that, right? Something in those dates?
Yeah, somewhere between Monday and Friday when I look for it.
Okay. Oh, between Monday and Friday. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate the information very much, and I'll get off for the next caller, and you guys have a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
All right. You too. Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Tennessee, 423 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning and good afternoon, Tony and Ray.
All right.
Good morning. Hi.
Confusion reigns. As
yes,
usual.
It does.
Huh?
I said, yes, it does.
Oh, Lordy. I might have heard this wrong, but I thought when I listened to the call from last Wednesday that you said, you know, about what happened on the banks on Tuesday, everybody hooking up worldwide where they could see each other's screens, that this was unprecedented. It never happened before. We were ready, and it was going to happen for sure, and there was a time on it between Wednesday and Sunday. Did you say that, or did I make that up, Tony?
I think you made it up. So
really?
What I said was, yeah, because I could never tell you for sure, because I don't know for sure. I can only give you the information I'm getting, and
right.
Based on that. Now, it goes to what I just said, answering this question. On Wednesday, we were told it was supposed to go on 4X, and we were supposed to go to bank on Thursday.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. But on Friday, they got some more bank screens attached, and we were told that it would go on 4X after the market closes, and we would possibly go to the bank over the weekend, because
right.
For Sunday, or on Monday. So that still has not happened yet. But what has increased my excitement or confidence is now I'm hearing the same time frame from Iraq and the United States. And that's what I like to hear when they're on the same page, saying,
yeah,
look for this to happen. And this is what's being sent out to the banking locations and telling them to prepare for this or that. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, it's crazy.
That still doesn't mean it's going to happen. It means I give it a 95% chance of happening, because anything
right.
could happen. Okay?
Right. Because when you think, when Avadi says after the election, if it should happen to go that long, do you think he means like the day after the election or just sometime after
it's
the election?
It's not really up to Avadi. I mean, he has the influence.
Yeah.
But Alak, who's in charge of the CBI, said I need stability and security in order for me to do the final part. So
yeah.
Today, his article comes out, and what does he say? We have achieved stability and security. That's
yeah.
what he said.
That sounds
just
great.
What I need. So
uh-huh.
I could go at any time, now or even wait till after the end, if that's what they're saying. But we've achieved what I was waiting for.
Right.
That's what that article says. So, and that's all. It didn't say I needed any more laws passed. I need a new prime minister. I mean, it has met my criteria right now. It's just
right.
what day am I going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think their stability and security, if they're looking for the country, is better right now than it's going to be after. I mean, the financial system, everything they've accomplished this week, that week, implementing on Wednesday, all that's for the financial system, the economy, has reached what he wants to do. So
right.
that's how I'm looking at it.
Right.
Okay?
And when you say the banks are all connected, you still don't mean every Wells Fargo bank knows about this right now.
No. I mean, just
okay.
what I said, at certain levels throughout
yeah.
the banking system, they can see all the other bank screens.
Yeah.
That has never happened before.
Okay. And so, but what should we assume that since Wells Fargo is the lead bank, that once this does happen, all the banks will know about it and it'll be everywhere? Or just at a certain
oh, yeah.
level? Yeah.
Nope. It will be everywhere once it happens. They'll all know about it because it'll come up on all their screens. Anybody that has a currency department, it will come up on their screen.
That's going to be interesting to see what the reaction is from all these banks that have been telling us it was never going to happen. It was a scam. Oh, Lordy. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
It is. So you walk into the bank, okay?
Huh?
After you do your exchange, you walk into the bank, and you go to that teller who said, hey, you know this is fake, you're lying, you know, everything else, and say, can you give me my balance? And let him do that one time. And say, oh, yeah, that Denard thing was real. I just forgot to tell you that. And walk out.
Listen, I feel sorry for him. I feel really sorry for him because the thing about it is I can remember going to one of the Wells Fargo banks close by and telling him that, and I said, this thing is real, whether you have been told about it or not. It is going to happen. And he looked at me and he goes, I wouldn't be surprised. So, you know, hopefully he got smart and bought some, but I feel sorry for the people that have been told that it wasn't real, and then they're going to find out that it is. I think I'd have to do a little crying. But anyway, Tony, Ray, thank you so much for all your information. We'll just pray that this is our week.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
All right.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. California, 707. You are on.
Good morning, Ray and Tony. On your question about your meet and greet meetings, how does one find out in advance? I only learned about it on the last call that we had. But due to a circumstance that I couldn't prevent, I was not able to complete the registration in time. But how far in advance do you know, or can we be informed, or am I missing something as far as learning about those meet and greet meetings?
Okay,
I'll give you my answer, but you wouldn't like it, so I'm going to let Ray give you.
Okay.
You made it sound like you had a problem getting registered, so advance notice wouldn't have made a difference if you knew a week or 2 weeks, would it, if you did make the attempt to register and couldn't get it completed. So it sounds like you're asking one question to satisfy another issue that wouldn't have made a difference. But there's no advance time. It happened. We put it out there and put it in the form and let folks know it was coming. But now the planned ones, there's going to be weeks advance notice. The hopefully weeks. It may not be that many for the big main events that TNT is having, because there'll be one in Sacramento as well as North Carolina. But I don't know that there'll be a couple of weeks' notice or maybe a few days' notice, but we'll put the word out there and make sure and give you every opportunity to know about it. And it sounds you knew about this one in time, but you just said you had some difficulties.
Well, no, I just heard about it. I just heard about it a couple of days before it was to happen. But I had two circumstances. One was not knowing about it early enough to get registered, and the other was a personal matter that developed, even though I couldn't have made it anyway. But I was just trying to, like, in the future, to determine where to go or where to look for the information farther in advance.
Okay. But that's how that'll be handled. Yeah. We'll get it out as soon as we know that it's going to happen. Then we'll, like we did this one, and let some people know as far as mainly the locals. But there are going to be some things that are going to be very much short notice. And I have been repeatedly telling members about being ready, have all your communications systems ready to go, because some things may just come up. And in 48 hours, 36 hours, we're going to do this or do that. And so it won't be like you'll have weeks to think about it and make up your mind and whatever, especially when this green light goes on these currencies. We're going to be moving fast, extremely fast.
But after that, it won't matter, because you guys have all the money in the world, and, you know, you'd be on private planes and everything else and luxury suites, so you can just get up and go as you want to. We'll be ready.
Exactly.
Okay?
I do have one other question. In searching for a bank to do business with, some people, investors that I know of, like Wells Fargo's had quite a few different legal problems in which they've been given some heavy fines. And some people say, well, I'm not going to do business with them anymore. They did this or did that. But a lot of times, they're like, if you're a stock purchaser, you know, the best time to buy a stock is when it's down. And so how do we go about knowing or having some better idea as to who is involved? I hear that Wells Fargo is a lead bank. Then I hear that HSBC is a lead bank. And does that just change every now and then, or what? Who's all
the lead bank has changed throughout the history because, you know, the circumstance changed, the number of people changed, everything else. So it has changed throughout history. But right now, what Ray was saying, Wells Fargo and Bank of America are supposed to be for everybody. HSBC says they're going to lead on the ZIM as they go. But the lead bank doesn't matter, I think, based on what you're saying. You don't know which bank is safe or who you can do business with based on everything that has happened. Well, that was years ago. I tell you guys, I get every article from the U.S. Treasury Department. I get monthly reports on every bank, what they went through, their inspections, what they got charged with, and anybody can go and sign up for that. So they'll give you a rating on all the banks. They put that out. If a bank does something, so I get notice of every fine that Wells Fargo gets way before you guys do, before you see it on the news and read it. The Treasury Department's already put it out. So I know what they've done. I know why they've done it. But anybody can go there, U.S. Treasury Department, look it up, sign up for it, and they'll overload you just like me. Every time Mnuchin puts out a speech, I get a copy of it. I don't care where he is, and to every country and everything else. So it's real easy to go and do that. For anybody,
I think
because every bank is in it to make money, so you can't just look at that. Are they making money off me? Of course they are, or they wouldn't be in business. Is are they abusing you? Is what you want to look at first, and then are they helping you with what they're doing? Are they just letting your money sit and they're getting their portion and saying, "I don't care about you"? Because if I got some money. And I don't know, you got to help me make money with this money, or I'm going to put it with somebody who will. So then they lose the deposit, they lose the sweep accounts or the daily, they lose the 10 times anything else they can do with it. So now you've given them some incentive to go and help you make money with your money. But you have to be able to sit down with a bank or a wealth manager and tell them, this is what I expect you to do. Now, I'm coming in the bank. You're going to lay all this out. But I don't work for you. You work for the bank, and you work for me. And if you and the bank are not working for me, I'm going to find somebody else who will. Okay?
That's an excellent answer, Tony. Thank you. I really appreciate that. The Treasury Department, is there a particular office or department that you go through for that information?
Hold on for a second. I'm sure we put this out a couple times over the years, but hold on, let me see if I can find one for you. I might be looking in the wrong place.
Well, how about this for time's sake? Could you put that on an update?
I don't do updates. You got to ask Ray about that.
Well, Ray, what do you say?
What are you looking for?
it just seems to be very helpful to a lot of people who are wondering, you know, what bank to use and how to evaluate the banks they go to.
Okay.
So what are you looking for?
It's FDIC subscriptions. I'm trying to get in at this address. Oh, it says subscriptions at, and I guess Ray might put this in here for you guys because it's too much to read.
I've been on these calls a long time, and this is the first I've ever heard it discussed. So maybe I just missed it or something. But
I don't miss many calls.
Oh, okay. It's FDIC subscriptions. So if you guys want to go look in there or, yeah, maybe Ray can put it in the form or something.
That would be extremely helpful.
But I'm sure I've given it out over the years a couple of times, and that's why I get all of the feeds from there.
Yes, you have made reference of it.
Okay.
So we'll
I don't know
where
if it's ever been posted on the board.
No, that would be
two
a
different links.
Very helpful update.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see. Can we get it posted up there for you?
Thank you
okay.
very much. Have a great day and a great week. Thank you.
Yes, all right,
you too. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to your favorite state now, Texas. 512.
The other one is the U.S. Department of the Treasury. I know there's another one. That's where the Treasury stuff comes from. FDIC
okay.
and U.S. Department of the Treasury. All right, we're going to Texas.
Right.
Yeah,
512, you're on.
Hi. Good morning, Tony,
hey,
and good afternoon, Ray. Yeah, what?
Before you get started, we had a guy from Texas come to the event, and he drove an empty bus to Sacramento. Can you believe that?
He did. Well, why didn't he let us know?
No, I'm just messing with you. He actually flew. But, all right, good morning.
Well, good morning. I know you all are well, and I love hearing it. I am also blessed, and I thank you for taking my call. I have one question from actually a friend of mine that I speak with about this one. Is this person's spouse is not in agreement with all this stuff that's going on, but the question is, it is required that the spouse sign the NDA if one is going to sign an NDA. Is that correct?
That is correct, what we've been told. Yep.
So the spouse can't be put in the little box with the people that don't agree?
I don't know. Maybe you can, but, you know, I was told I wasn't going to get a dime unless my wife signed. So that's
okay,
what I was
well,
told. So
well,
what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put mine in a trust account, and she just ain't getting them. How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, I think it. I will relay this information, and I'm looking
okay.
forward to this happening this week. And I hope the bus lady comes on. Tell her I haven't heard her lately. So have a blessed day and all the Shun words. And I'm looking forward with 404 to the 10-day that we can pay it forward.
All right.
Have a good day.
You.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, here's
and,
another
and just
text.
Just so y'all know.
Eight. Go ahead.
I was like, just so y'all know, my wife's not crazy. So she's definitely going to sign and say, where's mine? So that's what she's going to do. All right, go ahead.
Okay, 281 area code. Texas, you are on.
Oh, how you doing? The first thing I want to see you is I want to thank you and D.C. for getting us into this RV. I think a lot of people might have forgotten that idea, but there was a time a long time ago, if you recall, that we weren't even supposed to be involved. And because of that, I think most people should be beholden to you and Ray and D.C. One item I was going to mention to you here is this is the last week before the election, and I don't know, we've been hearing so for so long, I mean, even before Christmas and years before it's supposed to happen. And once it gets me, I can't believe that the financial future of millions of people are being determined by a complete idiot in a body. I don't know. It just seems like at this rate, if just say it doesn't happen before the election. I personally don't think it's going to happen because, you know, we always wait and it doesn't happen. So if it doesn't happen before Saturday, then God only knows what's going to happen. Then if we have new people in there, we might be looking at the end of the decade. Hopefully I'm wrong. But he made a comment, you know, he's waiting for the stability and the security of the nation. Here they have five people get killed yesterday or something like that. It doesn't look like security is that great, you know, these days. So what I'm really wondering about is I just hope and pray that it does happen. But in the reality, if it doesn't, what do we do then? You know, we have people that are dying, literally dying, including your mother, waiting for this thing to happen. And I had friends of mine that passed away that were counting on this thing, and, you know, they died. A few of them died suddenly. I thought to myself, well, that's really too bad. So I don't know what to say at this point in time, but it's just a little frustrating. And one thing that always gets me, everybody that calls in is doing great. I mean, everybody's waiting for this RV, and a lot of them are in dire straits, but everybody's doing fine. So I don't know what you think about that.
Okay. This is what I think about that, guys, just so you know. It makes sense to me right now to do it before the election, because this is as stable and positive as the country is going to be for a while, even after the election. So that makes sense to me. It makes sense to me to do it before the election because all of the money is being pledged, all the planning in the future, all the country saying, Iraq, we want to help you rebuild. We want to invest in you right now because you're doing the right things. You're saying the right things. And we see progress taking place right before our very eyes with your banking system, your growth, your citizens signing up, everything. That's, we want to take this momentum and run with it. So that makes sense. After the election, win or lose, he has to replace his parliament. So all those people got voted in, and now they got to go vote and do this or that, and does that upset the country? I don't know. Does it have anything to do with the RV? No, because the CBI says we've done everything. I just need to see security and stability, which he has right up to this point. Now, Sunday morning, Monday or Tuesday, I mean, the country turns upside down. Are they going to do it? No, because all the investors are going to take their money back. See, we're not getting involved in that mess. You're going in the right direction, but look now. Now it's too late. You should have did it while we were going. So could it take a protracted period of time, another 30 days or 60 days, to make sure they're back stable? It could. But we could say, CBS, it don't make any difference to me. We're going with the money. And now, Abadi, you deal with your new parliament and everybody else, because none of those laws apply to the CBI. None of those laws apply to the currency. It's just about running the country after that. Will Abadi have pressure to still get it done? Yes. If you want these billions of dollars that we spent these two conferences saying that we're going to give you, if you're telling us you need $100 billion and you want us to come in and be part of it, or we want oil to keep going up, then yes. If you want it to happen now, he's going to have to do it then. Now, he said he's going to do it after election. He didn't say the next day, the next 10 days or 20 days, because they may come up with something else. But we do know is the day they do the RV, the day they stop having the dollar in their country, the day they kill all the auctions, then the country changes. Because now nobody is ripping off all those millions and hundreds of millions of dollars every day from their economy. The bankers aren't doing that. The exchanges aren't out there making money off of the people every day, flipping the rate, because now everybody's using dinar, they freely have it. Or everybody's part of the electronic system, they freely have it, they don't have to go buy from the exchanges. So just doing the RV itself kills most of what's going on. Now, the laws they do need and have been putting in place is government officials stealing the money, not people. But government officials stealing the money. So the new banking laws they put in didn't let that happen. The new investment laws, if you guys are watching it, and the protections they put in for the government's money are not supposed to let that happen. So they already have a list of 1,000 people. They're going to be going out and getting those people making examples of those people, Maliki included, to make sure that doesn't happen and it'll go. But will it take time for them to start there? Yes, because they're parliament members. They're going to have to get them out, get the new guys in, and get them to agree to vote to do, go do that. That's not going to happen, you know, next Monday. They're not just going to go out and arrest 1,000 politicians from mayors all the way through to, you know, their parliamentary people. That's not going to happen. It's going to be over a period of time. So are we going to be involved in that? Let's hope not. But if we do, guys, we have no authority to make Iraq do anything. And by we, I'm talking about me and you. None. We got to keep us included. If Iraq's people don't rise up and have an Arab Spring and do something about it, then they're going to do it on their own time schedule, what best fits them. And we have to understand that. But what we do know is it's going to happen. I don't want to wait another hour. Trust me, I don't. I wish this was over 30 minutes ago, if not 3 years ago. But I'm not going to give them back what I know is a winning lottery ticket. That's not going to happen. I'm going to wait for the day when they say, hey, your ticket's here. Come get your millions. Okay? That's what I think.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's see. Next one is Ohio, 740 area code.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, or good afternoon, whatever it is, good day. I'm hoping for a good day soon. It's getting very frustrating waiting, and it seems like a song and dance that the same tune is being played all over and over again. On April 23rd, which is 3 weeks ago, we were told by Tony that Iraq is now stable and secure. And we're hearing it again today. What's with that? It's like replays.
Okay, on April 23rd, what's this, May 7th? When it was, article came out saying Iraq was stable and secure.
Right.
Now, I mean, so Iraq came out and said that's what he's waiting for. I said, here, the article says it right here. They're stable and secure. The article yesterday was from Iraq himself saying we are now stable and secure. But it doesn't say I'm going to do it at 4 o'clock this afternoon or I'm going to do it on Sunday morning. He said that's what he needed to do it. And now he has achieved that. Still doesn't
How
say
stable and secure
to do
was
it
for
4
the-
days in.
How stable and secure was it for those 5 guys that got killed?
Well, let's hope he doesn't use that and say it's not stable and secure. Okay, no country, yes, no country in the world is going to be that secure. I mean, that people don't get killed every day, and I'm sure it's every day. And politicians over there, they got 7,000 politicians running for 300 seats.
Good grief.
Their government is crooked, their people are crooked, and if, you know, somebody feels that he's about to beat me, and they say, yeah, he's about to beat me till 6 feet in the ground. That's what they did. They removed their problem out the way because that's how they do business.
What is our guarantee that their feet are going to be held to the fire to get this done?
We don't have any guarantee. Nobody
exactly.
guaranteed us anything. We have an opportunity, and when it happens, we can benefit from it. But when we went to the bank and got our currency, nobody guaranteed you this is going to happen. This is the plan. This is what's supposed to happen. This is what they're projecting to happen. This is what we want to happen. And now they're working towards that plan and making it happen. They didn't guarantee us it was going to take 3 years, 6 years, 10 years. When we get done with this, that's when it's going to happen. We know Iraq needs it to happen to be what they said, one of the 7 tigers in the Middle East or in the world, okay? We know they need it to happen to be one of the wealthiest countries like they are projected to be already in the world. They can't do it at the rate they are at now. We know all the contracts and agreements with everybody. I don't know how long you've been in this. Wipe out all of Iraq's debt based on the fact that this rate will change to this. Because that's why all the countries got dinar, so they can use it as their reserve currency at the new rate. We know that's the agreement. That's what we know. We just don't know the day it's going to happen.
Have the auctions stopped yet?
The auctions have not stopped yet, but they were low as I got down to 100 million today.
And what does that mean for us?
Well, it doesn't mean anything for us. It just means they stole less money today than they did yesterday. That's
yeah,
all. And hopefully they're weaning them out and they're going to shut it down.
Hmm.
But it's not going to shut down until the day they announce the RRI. The RRI, however you want to put it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, here's another Texas. On the, is it Tim Co?
Yeah.
On the web call. All right. Hey there. You're on.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm one of these that like to negotiate. And, you know, I hear all this about negotiating your best price and everything. And I think it was 2 months ago or so that Tony said something about getting on the bad list. I would hate to be negotiating and get up and walk out and that banker puts me on the bad list. That's pretty much the question I have.
Well, that's not how you get put
on
the bad list. Yeah, just because you don't take their rate now. No, I'm sure that wouldn't happen. So, the bad list is for people who are in there causing a ruckus, because you're from Texas, right? Ruckus, that's
yeah.
The right word? Yeah, okay. All right. Causing a problem in the bank and threatening people and doing silly things that will put them on the list. Now, there's three lists, as I understand it. So to get on the first list, you could do something like that. And the banker says, hey, man, you know, I'm scared for my life. I thought this guy was going crazy. They're going to put you on the list. Don't let him in your bank, you know. And then you could get on another list if you actually did threaten somebody. And then the third one is the red list, which is Interpol, where you can't go anywhere in the world and do an exchange. So there's three different lists. No one person can put you on the list. They can write you up. Then it has to go up the channel, be approved before you're added to the list. Now,
so we don't have to worry about
if you get on the first list, it costs you at least $35,000 to get off of the list. That's the first list. If you get put on one of the other two, you're in trouble.
So you don't think that the banker could use that as a pull to keep you
no,
there?
No, as a threat, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
Okay, that's what I want to know, because when I was walking up out of that door, you know, I'd hate to get to the next bank and they say, hey, you're on the list.
No, it's not going to happen like that.
Okay, I appreciate it. I've been, you know, since you said that, I was kind of listening, trying to find out if anyone else was going to bring that up, but I thought if I get on, I'll bring it up.
Okay.
Well,
I sure
if it happens, it'll only be in Texas, okay?
Oh, don't say that. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank
that's
you.
All I have to say. Right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. G-Man from PA. Yeah. 610. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony.
Afternoon.
How are you guys doing
hey.
Today?
I am super fantastic. How are you doing?
To the nth degree.
Okay.
All right, all right. I am super fantastic. It's another dynamite day in the USA. And thank you very much again for being here to give us the information that you can give us. And for those of you who are new to the call, excuse me, and for those of you that didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to pay for these calls. You can do your part by going to www.cntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And again, I just want to make sure that everyone knows I am not being paid to make these requests for donations. I make these requests of my own volition and my own free will. And again, thank you to you, Tony. Thank you to you, Ray. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, unification. Protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All
oh,
right,
look,
well,
at the meet and greet Friday, somebody handed me a little donation, you know, for the calls and said, make sure that guy, you know, I'm talking about G-Man. Yeah, him. Make sure you let him know I'm sending him a donation.
All right. That's great.
So somebody's been listening to you, G-Man.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. We will
get together to have that barbecue. I know we will.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Well, let's see. That puts us back in Texas again. 817.
Is that me?
That's you. 817. Texas.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I have a couple of questions. I wanted to know about the NDA. What is the limit as far as the amount that you can receive before you have to sign one? Does anybody really know?
No, the NDA was to get the, what'd you call it? I can't even think, man.
Contract rate.
Get the contract rate, yeah.
Because I believe a couple of months ago you were talking about a friend of yours that got paid $800 million a week for 6 weeks. Is that correct?
That was a couple of years ago, though, yes.
And there was no NDA in place for that? I mean, he had full liberty to discuss the amount? Because that seems like an extremely high amount. And if he can discuss, you know, because that comes up to be $4.8 billion, if he can discuss that, I was wondering how can they put something in place less than that, you know, less than that amount? And the reason why I'm asking that is because it was on a call probably around the same time. You had mentioned that anybody that has knowledge of what you were invested in, be it Dinar or whatever, they will also be obligated to sign an NDA. Did I misunderstand that, or is that what you said?
No, you didn't misunderstand it. You're confusing it. The NDA has to do with the rate, not the amount of money you get, but the rate that you get.
Okay. Now, because I have family members that they don't know how much I've got. They just know that I'm involved in this. And one of them's my daughter, and she's, you know, she's not considered a legal adult by age standards. And I was trying to figure out how would she be obligated. Like, say I want to go in and I want to get the contract rate if it exists. And they may say, okay, well, who all knows about it? And I give them a list of people. How can somebody that's not of legal age be obligated by a legal contract? Because I thought you said that, like, your family member, like, you know, you were just saying that they told you that you won't get yours unless your wife signs one, right? So,
okay. And I thought, let me explain it to you. Let me explain.
Okay.
The rate is $3, right?
Right.
And I'm trying to keep this so we understand. You go to the bank, and Forex, it says the rate is $3. That's the rate you're supposed to get. But the bank says, hey, I'm going to give you the contract rate of $5 if you're willing to sign this NDA, saying you're not going to tell anybody because this business is between me and you. So, first of all, you should say, okay, it's between me, you, my wife, and so I need them to sign NDA. Because you shouldn't be telling anybody else anyway. But they're saying, well, we need you to sign everybody. Your cousin, your uncle, that you told them all you're going to have dinar, and if you tell them what rate you got, they have to sign this NDA. Now, this is what happened for, let me finish so you understand. This is what I know happened for real. I had a person go through a financial situation. They got an NDA. They signed it. They signed it, husband and wife. Their daughter went to school, her college, and put it on Facebook. Not only did they get all the money taken away, but they got sued for exposing it.
Now, was that because they told her the specific amount, or they just told her
that's
like,
right?
Invest? So in other words, like the people that know, go ahead.
Yes, they told her the amount. Nobody cares that you're telling people you're exchanging dinar. People can do that every day. There's no hidden secret. But if you tell them I got above the stated amount, that's something else.
That's what I was getting at, is that, like, my immediate family that knows, if they don't know the specific amount, it doesn't matter if one of them goes out and says, you know, he got invested in this and he made, you know, some money. Now, if you tell them
that's made
X amount of dollars and they repeat it, that's what you're talking about, correct?
Yeah. They could even say the dollars, but they can't say, hey, everybody on the street got $3, but he went over there and got $6. They can't say that.
Okay, yeah, because I was trying to – I kind of got confused on that because I was thinking, well, how can I be held responsible for what other people say? Now, if I give them specifics, that's different. But just the way I interpreted it was like, he invested in dinar and he got paid out, you know, a few million dollars. Well, if that's not a specific amount of what I actually got paid, and they're just kind of generalizing it, that's why I was trying to figure out, well, how can I be held responsible? Because if somebody gets envious or pissed that, you know, when you tried to, because I have people, I tried to get involved in this, and I understand I feel crazy at this point, but everybody's telling me, you know, it's a scam, and that's fine. But when this goes through and they find out it's not, if they turn around and start running their mouth, I'm trying to figure out, like, well, can I be held responsible for that? Because I didn't give them specifics. I just told them what I was trying to invest in. You see what I'm kind of getting at?
If you could be held responsible for that, then Tony's in a whole lot of trouble, right? Because it's thousands
that was my point.
Tony got paid. Okay.
So, yeah, and that's kind of my point. It's like, who doesn't know that y'all aren't involved? You know what I'm saying? So I just was curious about that, if it was specifics on the amount as opposed to just a generalization of people not saying a word that what you got involved in.
Okay. Yep, that's it, the specifics.
And
that's
then,
what you signed the NDA for.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's really the only thing I wanted to talk about, because I've been mulling that over for a while, and then when I heard you brought it up with your wife today, I just kind of wanted to ask about that. But I appreciate what you guys do, man. Thank y'all for everything.
All right.
Okay,
thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Oh. All right, just squeeze in Nevada, 702 area code.
Yes, Tony, I think you said at the beginning of the call that somebody was killed. Who was killed?
Who was killed?
Yeah.
Well, the article says that 5 Iraqi politicians have been killed since Saturday.
Oh, did it name it? Didn't name them?
No, did not name them. It didn't say Maliki.
Okay. All right. Next on the hit parade, a long time ago, like maybe years ago, you put out a list of perks, bank perks. I don't know, it was like 25 of them or so. How many of those should I ask for?
All of them.
Okay. Should I just hand them a list saying, Tony says ask for these?
Hey, you say this is what I want, what you going to give me? I want all 25 of them. So what are you going to give me?
Right. All. Okay. Has there been any additions or subtractions from that list?
Not that I know of, no. And I haven't looked at it. I think it's probably still in the form, but yeah, you know, you ask for the moon, and you know, or yeah, ask for the stars and land on the moon. You know how it goes?
Exactly.
I want it all. What are you going to give me?
Exactly. Okay. Now let me ask one last question. If I understand what you're saying, and I could be very wrong, the elections in Iraq are next Saturday. Is that correct?
The 12th.
Okay. And you're expecting the RV before then. Is that also correct?
I am expecting it before then, because not only is that what makes sense to me, but I know the banking people or some people on both sides are expecting it before then.
Okay, great. Now, I have only one more thing. Hi, Ray.
Hello.
Oh, Ray, it's so good to hear your voice.
Is it?
You all have a good day now.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, what's closing comments you want to share?
Oh, man, you didn't have no weekend people at all? You must have wore them out, huh? Okay, guys, all I can tell you is what I've already told you. There's information out there. There's a projected day that, well, I'm going to say a 48-hour period that both sides agree looks the most promising, and that this should be happening based on things they're seeing in their system. And that's all we can give you. We can't promise you anything. I know Abadi said afterwards, but I know Alak just put out an article, and he could have waited till next week and said, you know, we're stable and secure. But he put it out today for some reason. We're now stable and secure. He put out that on Wednesday, start the national part. I mean, they could have waited for all of that next week till after the vote, and it would have made more sense to do it. But why are we doing it right here before the vote? Are we working up to something? Does it lead to something? That's what we're going to have to wait and see. We know they're going to do it. We know we're going to get our rate. And we know this thing is almost over. So I'm going with the positive, 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 right up to the 12th. And then I'm going to deal with the rest. But as of right now, look like this is going down before. All right, so enjoy your day. I'm going to enjoy mine. I'm not going to think about the negative. I think about the positive. And let's keep this train rolling. Okay, Ray?
All right. Thanks, Tony. All right, everyone. Enjoy your Monday. Let's see what happens. And the minute something pops, we'll be back on to make you aware of it. Enjoy your marvelous Monday. Keep believing.
This keeps me going.
We do.
On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Over. that I can make it through it. Oh.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. About your future.